You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. During an interview with a patient the other day, and we were doing it via a virtual consultation, it dawned on me that as a plastic surgeon that's gone through so many years of training, and after being in practice for so many years, many times my vision of what I could do to make your body part or your face or whatever look the way I know I could make it is very invigorating and exciting. And it actually gets me all charged up and ready to come to work every day because I really enjoy doing it. But what dawned on me is that when you, or in this case, this patient, think about what you would like to look like or what you would like that body part to look like, it's very important for the plastic surgeon to see things through your eyes. And I want to give you an example of this, and this is the same example I gave to a patient that we were talking to on the virtual consultation. As you could well imagine, over these past months of the coronavirus, we are doing a lot of virtual consultations. And one of the number one things that patients are calling about is their neck and their jawline. And that jawline happens to be like the hottest topic, even in Hollywood for years now, is that everybody wants that very sharp, angled, great, tight-looking jawline-to-neck contour. And with everybody being home and on a million Zoom calls, they're getting a chance, and you may be the same person. You get a chance to see yourself in that Zoom call all day long. And because of the way the camera is and everything else, you may be seeing, boy, oh boy, I'm starting to see jowls. My jawline, my neck doesn't look as sharp as it used to. I wonder if there are certain things that you could do to make it look better. So when I start talking to patients on these virtual calls, I start to imagine in my mind what I could make their neck and jawline and their face, for instance, really look like doing surgery and doing the skills that I've been, you know, trained to do. And I start to envision it that way. But what I need to do all the time is to turn the prism around so that I'm now seeing what you would like to have as the result. Now, many times it's a very aggressive result. It's a result that would require a neck lift, a facelift, an actual surgery to get that aggressive of a look. And when I say aggressive, I don't mean that it needs to be overly pulled. I don't mean it has to look like not like you. What I mean by aggressive is, generally speaking, most results, especially around the neck and jawline, as you get older, because there's an accumulation of extra skin there, if we're really trying to get the most cleaned up version of that, it may require some sort of a facelift, neck lift, mini facelift, whatever you want to say, but it's more of a surgical type procedure than, let's say, a non-surgical or a non-invasive type of treatment. However, but I need to be able to turn the prism around and ask you if I could see what your anticipation or what your realistic expectations would be through your eyes, through your prism of what the results would be. And I am always very fascinated by doing this because many times you want something that looks better. You're not asking for a surgical result. You're not asking to look 20 years younger. You just want it to look better. And when I hear that and understand that, I can then open up many, many, many other options that I think become very enlightening to everyone, even myself, when we really start to talk about it, because nowadays there are so many great options that even if you bundle them together and package them, you can get very, very similar surgical-esque results. I want to give you another example. Cool sculpting, which happens to be one of the most popular body contouring procedures around and has been around since 2009, is totally non-surgical. And for all of you out there that don't know yet what cool sculpting is, it's a way of freezing unwanted fat away permanently. And you name the body part, you name the location where you don't want that fat, and we now have applicators that'll fit over top of those areas. So, someone comes in for a consultation with us to do body contouring. All the options are available when you come to Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery. We have non-surgical options for body contouring, like cool sculpting. And we have surgical options, like liposuction or a tummy tuck if there's also a need for skin removal. So we really do have the whole gamut of things to talk about. But what's always fascinating to me is that when you come in for that consultation, if your goal is to look better in the dress, if your goal is to fit better in a really tight pair of pants, and I can cool sculpt that away, that's totally non-surgical, there's no downtime, there's nothing required except to just enjoy yourself in a lounge chair while we apply this applicator to, let's say, your thighs, then that's good enough. That's exactly what we want. If, on the other hand, you're looking to have the thighs that you had 10, 15 years ago, and at the same time, you want your butt to be lifted and sculpted and maybe even do a little bit of a Brazilian butt lift, now that image of yourself needs to be communicated to me, and I have to see it that way, because now I could tell you cool sculpting is not going to be the answer, because I could definitely get rid of the unwanted fat, but to make those thighs look as tight as you want them to make your butt look as tight and as full and as enlarged, if you will, as you want it to, that's going to require more of a surgical procedure. And once I understand that that's what you're looking for, the conversation can be turned into talking about that. And similarly, we can go the other way. Just the other day, I had a gentleman in here that just felt like his chest looked like it was like a C cup for a woman. And we went through the whole explanation of why he has this excess fat on his chest and this word gynecomastia that people throw around, which means a female appearance of a chest on a man. And we started talking about what his expectations would be. What is his goal? And his goal was actually to take it down from a C cup to maybe like a full A. And we kind of laughed about it, but in reality, that's really what he wanted. He just thought that over all these years, his weight started to accumulate around his chest more than any place else. So cool sculpting turned out to be exactly what would be perfect for him, because he didn't want to have any kind of surgery, and he wasn't looking for a result where he had zero fat on his chest, where he looked like he was about 25 years old anymore. This was a 55-year-old guy. He just wanted to look better around the pool, on at the beach, and wearing, you know, shirts that didn't make his chest look so full. So I guess what I'm trying to tell you is, make sure when you go for your consultation with your plastic surgeon, that you're enabling that plastic surgeon to see what you really want through your eyes. Because I know that it's very easy for plastic surgeons that know how to do surgery and know the results that they can get, and I'm included in this, to really immediately jump to that result in my head or in the plastic surgeon's head. And anything less than that just doesn't seem to be what I would want to deliver for you or what that plastic surgeon would want to deliver for you. But you have to let them know that you may be just fine with a little skin tightening around your neck and jowls. You may not need a facelift. You may be fine just getting the little bit of skin that's a little bit loose around the abdomen after multiple pregnancies to just look less stretch marked and just a little tighter. You may not need a tummy tuck. So just understand that nowadays, with all the different lasers and injectables and heated energy devices, that we can now use all of those things and bundle them together to get very, very, very similar surgical-like results and have so much less downtime potentially. And then, just for all of you out there that are very one-and-done type people, we also love you too. And we also know that many of you just want to get it fixed. A lovely young lady came in to see me about a week ago, and she was very honest and came straight out and said, look, I'm not one of those people that are going to come in here all the time to get stuff done. I'm not going to come in and let the Botox, you know, after the 4 to 6 months when it wears off. I'm not that person. I'm not going to keep coming back for fillers every year. I want a facelift. I want a neck lift. I want a brow lift. I want my eyelids to be done. I want everything because I am now working from home. My job is allowing me to work remotely, and I think this is the perfect opportunity for me to get all of these things done. I know I've been like thinking about it for a long time, and now with this whole coronavirus thing, pandemic, this is the perfect opportunity for me. And I said, I got you. I understand exactly what you want. So literally, this woman, we're bringing to surgery in 2 weeks. She's going to have a brow lift to get rid of the brow excess skin and the wrinkles. We're going to do an upper and a lower eyelid lift to get rid of the extra fat and skin around her eyes. And then we're going to do a face and neck lift. All of these things are going to be done all at once. It's a fairly large operation, but I mean, that's the end of it. Like, I believe that once that's completed, I don't think that there's going to be a lot of reason for her to have to come in every 6 months or a year to get certain things done. Now, one of the things that we did talk about, which I want to leave for another podcast, is the role of skincare in ongoing appearance and in protecting your investment in the actual surgery. So I did go over with her that, again, she's one of these women that really don't fuss about a lot of skincare type things. And I just, you know, wanted to impress upon her that nowadays you don't have to have a lot of products. You don't have to have a lot of like frou-frou kind of perfumey products in order to protect the investment or to make your skin really look healthy and youthful. And I'm going to leave that for a whole nother podcast, but that was one of the things that I said, if she is going to invest all this effort to try to really make herself look youthful and get rid of all this excess unwanted skin and lift everything, we should continue to like protect it by doing a really good morning and night skincare routine. And that would be something that she needs to do as on an ongoing basis. But she can do it from home, just like she's working from home. She could do that from home and doesn't have to keep coming back to the office. You've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and I'm looking forward to speaking with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.